Come on, slow starter.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
We gonna get in shape here.
Blue, yeah, Jay. Boom.
There you go.
Cadillac. Halfback check. Level.
Eagle.
Got to run through that one. Gotta have that one right now.
Come on, Stephon, baby. Let's go.
There you go. Make a play.
Nice job, baby.
Blue 58.
Get up here.
Oh, no. That's why I put him up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we welcome you into Training Camp Live. Dave Spadaro with you, and I'm so excited. Yeah. Well, we can keep this going. Pump that up. Yeah. I'm so excited. We're going to keep it going here at Lehigh University. We are on our first Sunday. Nice crowd this morning. Eagles going through another practice. First day of pads. Now, it was not, as it's been in the past, they did not go 11-on-11 full team in full pads, but there was enough kind of action and good crowd, and really some players are starting to emerge as standouts, and I'll talk about that throughout these shows. I have been watching a lot of Phillip Hunt, who they signed as a player out of the Canadian Football League. Not a real big guy, but very quick off the ball, defensive end, and looks great so far. So we'll see how he progresses and how the wear and tear, how he withstands that. Sonoris Moss, a player who's been in the league, is also opening some eyes. But the day was all about Nnamdi Asamoah, who appeared for the first time and walked on grass, just like everybody else. Great crowd reaction, and he did hold a press conference, which we will get to very, very shortly. But Nnamdi in the house, and great ties, really nice guy, excited to be here. Welcomed by all. The Eagles did make a move this morning, as they seem to do every day, signing offensive lineman Evan Mathis, a 7-year pro, drafted in the third round out of Alabama by the Carolina Panthers. During one 4-year stretch, started 47 consecutive games. 6'5", 302 pounds, played in Cincinnati last year, so he is free to play now for the Eagles. And we'll talk to Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, about that and about Evan Mathis. So another addition. We don't know how significant the addition will be, but he is new to the team. He will practice on Thursday. Cullen Jenkins acquired late yesterday. A big move for the Eagles. A very good football player. Played with the Packers. 7 sacks last year. Plays defensive tackle. Rushes the quarterback. Instrumental player in the Packers Super Bowl run. He will meet the media later this afternoon. Obviously, if we're still on the air, we'll do it live. If not, we'll post it very shortly thereafter. And he cannot practice, just like Nnamdi and Vince Young and Jason Babin and Johnny Lee Higgins and Donald Lee. They will all begin practice on Thursday, 1 week before the preseason opener. It's kind of amazing. But the story of the day is, of course, Nnamdi Asamoah. He came into town last night. We're going to have some behind-the-scenes footage at some point today, hopefully of him being fitted for his uniform here, his training camp uniform, the helmet, the number. We believe he will wear number 24 in training camp. We'll see if that changes. But Nnamdi Asamoah met the media, and as you can imagine, everybody from every major network here to catch a glimpse of Nnamdi. Let's show you what he had to say to the media his first time as a Philadelphia Eagle.
I mean, obviously, it's frustrating to not win. You know, the number one goal when you come into this league is to win the championship. You hear every team say it every year. You know, we want to win the Super Bowl. That's our goal. And it's the only reason you play. So when you're not winning, you're not making it to the playoffs, that can be frustrating. And obviously, I've seen what the Eagles have done in the past, the winning tradition that they've had, and it excites me. You know, and it excites everyone here. Obviously, now we're looking into the future to see what we can do with this team, but they're winners.
Now, I'm sure you had a lot of teams looking at you, but, I mean, you come to the Eagles to win, but
this team has also never won a championship, even being in the playoffs. So what made you think that coming here that would be, you know, it would happen this time?
Well, you know, it's a talented team. I've been on talented teams before. I think from top to bottom in the organization, you know, it's first class with the head coach and the president, GM, owner, you know, all the way down to the players, you know. So it has a championship feel to it. Obviously, you still have to go out on the field and you have to perform. But, you know, all we can do is go out and work and expect to bring back victories.
Other winning teams also were suiting you. What about the Eagles made you come here?
Like I said, I mean, there was so much from top to bottom, you know, that they had, and they were aggressive. You know, when a team wants you, you can feel it. You know, and when you feel that match, you know, I don't think you can shy away from that.
Now, over the years, teams, other quarterbacks stayed away from your side so often. Is it exciting to you that now people won't be able to do that? I mean, there's another great corner on the other side.
Yeah. And I've had I've played with good corners, you know, in Oakland, and I was taught by great corners in Oakland. So, you know, I understand how it is sometimes to not be thrown at, and then there are times when you are thrown at, you know, and you always got to be on your toes. So there's no telling how it's going to be here, but, you know, I just want to come out and be able to make plays and do that a lot more than I've done. I've had many opportunities. I've had seasons where I've made, you know, 8 interceptions and done this, that, and the other. But, you know, you want to be able to do that and help your team out as much as possible, and I feel that those sort of things can happen here.
How big of a draw was it to come play on a team with Michael Vick?
You know, obviously it's a big draw because you know that he's a great player and a talented player. And I spoke to him at the Pro Bowl, and he did a mini recruiting pitch there, and that was good. It was good to feel, and obviously Deshaun has been texting and calling throughout the off season. So, you know, having Vic here and the rest of the talent that's here, I think that's the big draw. Obviously, no one single player can control the team, but when you get a group of talented guys like that and guys that are ready to win, it's impressive.
Is that a calling, and what's been your motivation? And, you know, and when you look at Philadelphia, I know a lot of the things that you're doing have been West Coast based. Do you plan on bringing some of that stuff here?
Yeah, I would definitely. I mean, I always said that no matter where I was, I would continue the work in the community and everything outside of that. You can't play football forever. And, you know, I do believe that while you're playing, you have to use that platform in some sort of way. And if it's helping out in the community, then that's fine. If it's other things, that's great. And for me, it was community. It's always been. So I definitely plan on keeping that up here with the organization here in Philadelphia. And, that, you know, to be quite honest, the Eagles have been, you know, one of the most active community-driven organizations in all of football, so I think it's a great match in that area.
Eagles have been in 13 playoff games since you've been in the NFL. You've never played in a playoff game. What's it like every year, come January, when every other, you know, your friends, your, you know, guys you know are in the playoffs, and you have to watch it from home, and having never experienced that?
You know, it was depressing, you know, because like I told you before, there's one reason, you know, there's one main reason why you're playing, and you want to win. So, you know, obviously it would be a little depressing. I wouldn't watch, you know, when the playoffs would come around. I wouldn't watch. Maybe I'd see some highlights, or if I had to go, you know, on TV and speak about the playoffs, then I would watch a couple things, some highlights here and there. But, you know, it's depressing as a player. So you always want to put yourself in position to win games, and, you know, that's what I'm doing now.
What number are you going to wear? Eagles team that you were looking at as a potential destination, and were they your first choice team?
You know, when I spoke to the owner, you know, and the president here, I told them quite honestly, you know, once once March came around and we started thinking, oh, there might be a chance that I'm not going to be back in Oakland. You know, we never knew what could happen or if there was going to be a process of trying to re-sign me or anything like that. But when we said there's a possibility that I won't come back, then obviously, you know, my team and myself, we had to start looking at other teams. And to a man and woman, everybody that was in my team, they know the number one team was the Eagles from March, you know, when we were looking at teams. And then and there was a handful of teams at that point. And then when the Eagles became a possibility, we knew that it was the match.
Is this defense a lot different for you from a scheme standpoint and a nomenclature standpoint?
You know, I just got here, so I have no idea. I mean, from what I saw, from what I've seen them do in the past, you know, I would say, yes, it's different. I mean, I don't think there are any teams that play man-to-man, you know, the entire game. So I would say, yes, it's going to be different from what we've been in, but you know, it's a new coordinator now, so I don't know if it's going to be similar to the past. I just got here, but you know, I'll look in the playbook and try to get into it as much as possible and then see.
If you, Asante, and DRC are all here for the season and all three of you are playing, how workable is that situation?
Oh, it's very workable. I mean, it's the best situation, you know, because you have, obviously teams are passing a lot more, and there are rules that are, you know, I don't want to say catered to the offense because I don't want to get fined or anything, but there are rules that are pretty interesting and allows the offense to be more explosive. So you want to have as many defensive players and defensive playmakers, defensive backs that you can, and if that's the case, it's very workable, and it, you know, it could mean some very impressive things on our end.
What number are you going to wear?
Nandi, Scott Hanson, NFL Network. Good to see you again, man. Congratulations to you.
What's up, Scott?
Not much, man. I know you've been busy with your own situation. You've been traveling and everything else like that. But have you taken note what the Eagles have done in the past 72 hours, not only yourself but the others? And how excited does that make you for the influx of talent here?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's obviously it's very exciting. I was on the plane coming here when I was hearing about Cullen Jenkins, you know, and what was happening with that, and we might not be done yet, you know. I think there's more that could even be coming, so I don't know, it's exciting, you know. Anytime you can get this many players that can go out and put their best on the field and bring back victories, it's exciting. But you know, obviously we still have to go out there and play. You know, everything looks great right now, but we still have to gel. We still have to come together and work and bring those victories.
You know, this is such a weird year with free agency in July and August and teams not having the spring. And the Eagles are bringing in all these guys. There are at least four new key defensive players. Can you get all that together for this season to be good this season?
I think absolutely. I mean, I think the number one thing that I can probably take away from the guys that are coming in, you know, obviously this was already a smart team and a talented team, as I've said probably about 20 times. But the number one thing that I can take away from the new guys coming in is that everyone has that sort of football knowledge, football instinct type of thing to them. It's not just, you know, great talented athletes. You know, there are guys that can think and guys that can move the game mentally. And so I think anytime you have that, you bring that into any organization, you can pick up and you can gel a lot easier. You know, if it was on talent alone, then there might be some questions. But we've brought in some smart guys.
What was the experience working with President Clinton, his initiative? And also, what is your connection to Nigeria and what do you hope to accomplish here?
Well, I'm Nigerian, Nigerian-American, both parents Nigerian. So there's a lot of work that my foundation, the Asamoah Foundation, there's a lot of work that we do back in Nigeria and helping out with orphans and widows and people in need back there. So that's always going to be a big connection for us, always going to be something that we do. And working with President Clinton has been great because he's a guy that's always connected there as well. So, you know, it's something that I'll continue to do, and he's a huge football fan, and everybody's excited right now.
A lot of teams are after you. Could you have signed a bigger contract elsewhere?
You know, there was money out there. You know, there was money out there. There was a market out there with the numbers that you guys assumed, that the media assumed I wanted. You know, it was funny. You know, you don't pay as much attention to it, especially when everything is happening so fast. But you heard the stories, the apocryphal stories about the things that I'm expecting as far as numbers and stuff like that. So, you know, it was out there. The thing that I wanted most of all was to be in the right situation. And my team and myself, we felt like this was it. Regardless of money, regardless of location, regardless of the supposed things that I want to do after football, you know, regardless of all that, we had to make a clear decision and what was best for us.
The Eagles didn't get involved until late, it seems like, though. I mean, we'd heard about a number of other teams that had reportedly made some pretty big pitches right away. Were you ever concerned that it might not happen, that they might not come to you, especially with them trading for another cornerback?
You know, to be quite honest, I wasn't concerned that it wouldn't happen because like you said, the Eagles never really seemed to be in it. You know, even for me, I mean, you guys are surprised, but even for me, you know, for the offseason, you know, you're dealing with specific teams, and the funny thing about it is you don't have time to take visits. You know, it's not a true four-month or so free agency, and anybody that knows me knows that I like to take my time and make decisions, and, you know, I'm on the phone, and it's like, yes, no, what do you want to do? Make a decision. I'm like, give me 5 minutes. We don't have 5 minutes. You know, you got to make a decision, and it was, you know, so everything came really quickly, and then when the Eagles expressed interest and came so aggressive and said, you know, we have a chance, we want this, let's do it, that's, you know, it didn't have to go much further than there.
What was it about, I mean, I think you might have said about the community involvement, but what was it about the Eagles over maybe other contenders like the Jets or whatever that made you think ahead of time that this would be the best fit?
It was just the it's hard to explain. There were so many factors that went into it. You know, obviously, if I had never been thinking about the Eagles, if I started thinking about the Eagles when the Eagles came into play, then, you know, I don't know what would have happened. But I did it the way I like to do it and making decisions early. So that decision was made in March. So once we made that decision and we put all the pieces together, marked off the boxes, saw what we thought was the best fit, when that comes around, you know, full circle, you gotta go with it, and it just happened.
Do you feel like you took a little bit of a leap of faith though in the even though you liked what you saw in the organization? They do have a new coordinator, they have new coaches all over the map, and a lot less time than you would have in a normal year to get everything prepared. So is that in your mind the risk factor there?
Not a risk factor, but, you know, I think in everything there's a leap of faith that you take. You know, I don't, not necessarily, you know, there's a risk like this could be, you know, terrible or anything like that, but there's a leap of faith. You know, you have to do it. In whatever team I would have joined, that would have happened because you don't know what's going to happen. You know, you can't, you know, sit up and proclaim that, you know, you're going to win it all and this, that, and the other. You have to be focused, and you don't know what's going to happen. So, obviously, there was that chance that you're taking, and they're doing the same thing with me in taking a chance, you know. But when you find what's the best fit both ways, you got to make it happen, and that's what we did.
You're changing the numbers. Can you talk about what that – if there's a new era or something, can you talk about that?
It's not the biggest deal. You know, obviously I've had 21 my entire professional career, which has been great. Hansen has been here, you know, and he's had, and I'm not going to come in here and start trying to take over, you know, everything. He's been on this team, he's been here, you know, so it was point blank, does it mean something to you? And he says, you know, yeah, it does. That's all I needed to hear. We don't have to talk, go into money, you know, let me buy it from you, let's start going back and forth. No, let's move on. You know, it's the jersey number. You know, but before all of that, you're the football player, you know, so I'm going to go out there and still play my best regardless.
You know, Two more questions, guys. Asante Samuel and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie at all?
You know, not really. I know Asante a little bit from Pro Bowls, you know, and we talk while we're up there, and I've admired his game since forever. I mean, anybody that knows me, I've always said, you know, if there's a playmaker at the cornerback position, you know, that's him. You know, he really knows how to go after that ball, and I've always admired him. So coming here, you know, was very exciting in that regard, knowing that he was here. And then Cromartie, you know, you've always watched him from afar. I've never really spoken to him, but obviously I know he's a talented young player, and, you know, it's a great situation to be in.
Mike gave you a...
You're very different styles, it seems like. Can you mesh?
Yeah, but you know, there's this thing about styles. But to be honest, I'm a football player. I play within my scheme, and I try to do the best for the coaches that are teaching me. And so, if they tell me that they want me to do this, I'm gonna go out there and do it. You know, and I'm gonna put my best foot forward. So there's no, you know, one way of doing anything. Before being a so-called shutdown corner or cover corner, you're a football player. You know, I was a safety in college. I had to learn the cornerback position. You know, I've come a long way. I struggled for my first 2 years in the league. And so I don't necessarily put it into having a style. I put it into being a football player and doing what I'm asked to do. So it'll mesh. I'll make it mesh.
You mentioned Mike gave you a quick pitch at the Pro Bowl. What did he say?
You know, the same thing that, you know, a lot of guys say, you know, quick. It'd be great to have you, you know, we'd be taking another step, you know, that sort of thing. And so I saw him today, and, you know, his first words were, we made it happen, you know, so, and he was right, we did.
Thanks, Bobby. How about leaving the Raiders behind? Do you have a comment for anyone in Oakland that may be watching?
You know, I'll tell you what, what gets lost in this is how difficult it is to leave an organization and a place that you've been for so long. You know, I'm from California, obviously from Los Angeles, but I spent a little less than half of my life in the Bay Area. You know, I went to Berkeley, so, you know, that's a two steps away from Oakland, you know, so it's a difficult thing to do. You know, the excitement is where I am now, and I'm with the Philadelphia Eagles, and let's go win a championship, and let's put our best foot forward. And I understand that, you know, but it was difficult leaving there, you know, and obviously there are going to be some people that are missed. I've been calling and texting people, but it's the nature of the business, you know. It's, you know, I'm not moving to, you know, Mozambique, you know. It's I'm playing for a new team, and this is what I'm a part of, and we're going to go out and we're going to try our hardest. And, you know, obviously some people will be missed, but, you know, we have to move on.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
This aisle isn't big enough for two zeros.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Is that all you got?
I'm up to my knees in zero calories. Pepsi to the max, so let's drink all of these.
Snoop!
Pepsi Max. Too much taste to be called a zero.
Saving for our child's college fund was getting expensive.
Yes, it was. So to save some money, we taught our 5-year-old how to dunk.
Scholarship! Honey, go get him.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Have your attention. I have an announcement. Football is back.
Football's back. Yeah.
Hey, Trish, football's back.
Football's back, huh?
Yes.
For years, one rivalry has divided a continent. In this showdown, players become legends, and goals are remembered forever. USA, Mexico, age-old rivalry, brand new chapter. Cheer on your national team when the USA faces Mexico, Wednesday, August 10th at Lincoln Financial Field. For tickets, call Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Gotta go get a soda. Be right back.
Santa, my man.
Making a Pepsi.
Pepsi?
Yeah, Pepsi.
But Mr. Claus, I thought you had a deal with, you know.
I'm on vacation. Wanna have a little fun.
Summertime is Pepsi time. Naughty.
Nice.
Well, there you go. There's a little look at what goes on behind the scenes. Namde Asamoah being fitted for his helmet. John Hatfield, equipment manager here for the Philadelphia Eagles. And everything is absolutely precise. Greg Delamitros, John Hatfield there, fitting the helmet, the chin strap, making sure that it is perfect for Namde Asamoah, who could not have been more impressive in his first encounter with the Philadelphia media. I mean, very well spoken, very thoughtful, said that he had picked out the Eagles, eyeballed the Eagles since March. So he's impressed by you people, right? Eagles fans, he loves you. You are part of the reason that he came to Philadelphia. It's Training Camp Live. Dave Spadaro with you as we take a look behind the scenes there with Namde Asamoah. It's all about learning to become a Philadelphia Eagle. Let's take some phone calls here. 610-758-1921. Let's go to the phones now. Shannon in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Shannon.
Dave, who were you talking to, and where were you when we received, when we knew we got Namde Asamoah?
You, my man, you. I knew you'd remember that.
Come on, brother. That was so ridiculous, man.
I have been roundly mocked for my reaction.
Oh, but listen, can you blame? I mean, it's just so unexpected. It was so refreshing. It's exciting. It's just like so many emotions wrapped into one. It's like, I mean, how else are you supposed to respond? I mean, what else are you supposed to do?
Yeah, Shannon, it's been just one of those weeks where every time you turn around, something's happening, and it's very. And I don't think it's over. I mean, I know Plaxico Burress goes to the New York Jets, and everybody had him in mind, and Eagles just didn't want to go to that price, reportedly.
And
I'm fine with that. I mean, I think the Eagles are in good shape at wide receiver. Would have been a little cherry on the top, but we're here in the hills of Lehigh University and are feeling good about this football team. I mean, it's not just Namde. It's Jason Babin. It's Domique Rogers-Cromartie. Mm-hmm. It's Johnny Lee Higgins. It's Vince Young. It's Donald Lee. It's Cullen Jenkins. And I guess Evan Mathis, although I don't know a whole lot about him.
And you know what else, Dave? Dave, that I don't think a lot of people are saying is Jim Washburn and is Howard Mudd. Those two guys are going to make a heck of a difference with our football team. What are your thoughts on those?
Well,
two
I mean,
guys?
Joe Banner was here yesterday and he talked about it. He thought that this team improved itself greatly before the lockout by overhauling the coaching staff and changing the defensive system and bringing in veteran coaches like Washburn, like Mudd, like Johnny Lynn, and then blending them together with what the Eagles already have. And I've watched a lot of Mudd in action, a lot of Washburn in action. And in this drill, the one-on-one drills, offensive line, defensive line, you see the contrast in styles. Washburn is really, really vocal. I mean, to the point where it's, you know, it's harsh. Mm-hmm. Now, Mudd stands there and kind of is harsh in his own way, but not nearly as demonstrative as his. I don't think anybody is as demonstrative as Washburn. I mean, he's look at him. He's
like an army sergeant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So,
wow, Dave, if Howard Mudd can give Mike Vick the time that Peyton Manning had, do you understand? I mean, of course, you already know how good our offense could be if he had time back there.
You two different styles of quarterback there. Peyton works the pocket, moves his feet within the pocket, mm-hmm. buys time that way. Obviously, Michael Vick has a threat to run. So, yeah, the goal is to build the offensive line here. Now, Danny Watkins, again, not here. Number one draft pick out of Baylor. Projected to be a starter at right guard, and he's not here. So he's not a starter at right guard.
What's his problem, Dave?
Well, the report is that the Eagles and Watkins are differing on the number of years that the contract should be guaranteed. That's the report. Now, I believe this. I believe the Eagles are done with their negotiations, and Danny Watkins can either stay out or take the Eagles' offer.
Dave, I haven't heard your opinion. If we keep all three corners, how would you set them up? How would you set them up? Would you just have all three corners? Would you have two of them as corners and one as a safety? How would you set
Well,
it up?
I think, you see the Packers, for example, they will slide Charles Woodson inside in the slot on third down. They will play a lot of base. If you remember last year, they played a lot of the base formations with three cornerbacks. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles did that when they had Al Harris and Troy Vincent and Bobby Taylor. I would tell you that I think if you are only playing two safety or two cornerbacks on the field, you're playing Samuel and you're playing Nnamdi. And Rodgers Cromartie has already said he will play whatever role is required of him. So I believe that all three will stay. I do.
Nnamdi can get in the box, too, though. I mean, he's a hitter, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 210 pounds. He's a physical guy. I believe that unless the Eagles get blown away by an offer, and I'm talking blown away, starter, big-time player, and a draft pick, that I think Asante Samuel stays. And I think those three cornerbacks with Trevard Lindley, with Curtis Marsh, Hosalio Hanson, that's six cornerbacks. You know, that's really extreme depth, and you might see a move among those six.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be Asante unless the Eagles get blown away with an offer.
No, I agree with you. Listen, the whole thing about, I guess the reason why people wanted to get, you know, like a Plaxico is because we wanted somebody for the red zone. Do you think Riley Cooper could be that person?
Maybe. We'll see. Donald Lee is a red zone threat as a tight end. Maybe he lines up as a wide receiver at times. I don't know. Look, if the report is accurate, all right, if the report is accurate and Burris got paid $3 million, okay, and the Eagles didn't want to go to $3 million, now the Eagles have been working all these deals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they really didn't feel the need for Plaxico Burris. It's not a prohibitive dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I look at it. Now, there may be something else the Eagles have up their sleeves. I want to see Johnny Lee Higgins. I want to see some of the formations. I want to see how they use Donald Lee. And I agree. I want more touchdowns in the red zone. Too many field goals last year in the red zone.
I got a name for you, Dave, but I don't think it's a good fit for us.
Braylon Edwards. Right?
No, Braylon Edwards. I don't think he fits with us. Randy Moss.
Can you imagine that one?
Could you imagine that, Dave?
Yeah. I don't. He's more like a vertical guy, though. Is he a jump up and get it? I guess he is a jump up and get the ball.
Yeah, I think he has one of the highest verticals in the league.
Who's playing special teams off of that group of wide receivers?
Yeah, that's a good question.
But it's a little Shannon. Thanks for the call. It's a little food for thought. It's a dream. And why not? Hey, there's Shannon right there from Fort Lauderdale. I was down in Jacksonville. Just talking, the lips moving nonstop. And there he is. Okay, thank you. Just a little face to go along with the name. 610-758-1921 is the telephone number. We're going to show you. We have a great show, by the way. Brian Baldinger from NFL Network comes in. He's also doing the Eagles television, the broadcast of the preseason games. The first preseason game is August 11th, 1 week from Thursday, 7 o'clock kickoff, seen locally on 6ABC, seen globally on the NFL Network. And, of course, we will be live postgame from Lincoln Financial Field, Eagles against the Ravens. Baldy knows this team, knows this league inside and out. We'll provide some insight of all the players the Eagles have added and the strategy behind those moves. We've got really, really good coverage of the morning practice. The Eagles wore pads for the first time. They hit. They wore shells in the team drills, but we've got highlights of receivers versus cornerbacks, running backs versus linebackers in coverage and offensive line, defensive line, and maybe a couple things else. We've got Owen Schmidt stopping by as well. And an interview, NFL Network's interview with Vince Young. Let's go to Fort Worth and talk to Nicholas. Hey, Nicholas.
Hey, Dave. Thank you for your support in helping the Eagles run the best organization in the league.
Thanks. Thank you.
You guys have really kept us up to date. Hey, I just wanted to get your point of view on, I know it's only a short period of time, on who's looked good and on the in camp. How is Jaquan Jarrett looking?
Hey, thanks for the call, Stephen. Or Nicholas. I think Jaquan, it's hard to tell about safeties. I think he gets to the ball quickly. He's gotten his hands on the ball a few times. He's playing second string strong safety right now behind Kurt Coleman. Coming along. Way early for Jaquan Jarrett to even know what he's doing in this scheme. The guys who've jumped out at me, to be honest with you, and I kind of mentioned this at the top of the show, offensively, Sonoris Moss. Defensively, Phillip Hunt. Two players who've played well. Again, really, really early, guys. I'm not going to go nuts here. But so far, promising players. Both of those players signed before the Eagles got into the lockout. And I like them both. Obviously, Broderick Bunkley moves on. Cullen Jenkins comes in. See a little bit of Jaquan there, working with safeties coach Mike Zordes. Why don't we take a look at some coverage drills, some wide receivers against cornerbacks, always a favorite of mine, of yours, of everyone's. We're going to watch a little practice from this morning. Beautiful day here at Lehigh University, and we've got some sideline coverage exclusively for you, Eagles fans, from the morning practice.
All right, we're one-on-one here. It's wide receivers against cornerbacks. It is Trevard Lindley in coverage. Beautiful throw there. And that ball caught by 83. That was Rod Harper on the catch there. Riley Cooper now working hard there. And he gets open against Brandon Hughes. We've got a nice little slant route there. In coverage, Jamar Wall. All right, Dominique Rogers-Cromartie in coverage here on the left side as he's played left cornerback his entire... Oh, nice coverage there. Coverage. Isaiah Trufant in coverage against DeAndre Brown. Ball slightly overthrown by Mike Kafka. Gerald Jones, wide receiver. Good route, good recovery. By Jamar Adams, maybe? Can't quite tell. Kurt Coleman and Jason Avant. Gerard Johnson misses him. All right, we've got Chad Hall up against Trevard Lindley. Gerard Johnson is the quarterback. Rod Harper up against Jamar Wall. off coverage by the defensive backs now. The coaches want to see how quickly the D-backs close on those short routes. Riley Cooper up against third-round draft pick Curtis Marsh. All right, wide receiver is Turner. Isaiah Trufant in coverage. No, Jorick Calvin in coverage. Morris Moss and Brandon Hughes. Hughes is in off coverage here. Oh, nice route there from Moss. Riley Cooper and Joselio Hansen in press coverage. Mike Vick at quarterback. Great matchup here. Rogers, Cromartie, and Jason Avant. Not bad coverage there. All right, Gerald Jones and Joselio Hansen. Nice catch. Nice play. Good throw from Kafka. All right, a good look here at Curtis Marsh. Third round draft pick in coverage against DeAndre Brown. Rookie. Michael Vick at quarterback. And a good look here at Travard Lindley. Second-year man, Eagles counting on him to help out the very deep cornerback position. Working against Rod Harper there.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Turn left. You have arrived.
Sweet belt. E-reader for textbooks. GPS, HD video cam for lectures, gamepad. Have you ever considered this? It's got all that and more than 200,000 apps.
Technology to learn and play on the go, only at Verizon. Buy one Droid 3 by Motorola, the thinnest full QWERTY smartphone ever for $199.99 and get another one free.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snapple extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on earth.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you need it. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
Beaky, I've been wondering.
Yes, sweet?
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple. It's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet. What?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
Mmm, it's delicious. I'm going to get some for myself. Gotta fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
Hey, fellas, I know what we got to do. We got to go out here and dominate the full quarter.
Yeah.
Everybody,
let's go!
It's time to get a national perspective on the Philadelphia Eagles, so I'm with Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, and the color analyst for the preseason broadcast of Eagles football. The first game, August 11th, 7 o'clock on 6ABC in Philadelphia. The NFL Network will pick it up. And Baldy, first, welcome to training camp. I know it's a special time for you.
Well, it's opening day for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the first really big practice day out here. Look, it's been so exciting this past week, Dave. The end of the lockout, football back, training camp's opening, and then this free agent bonanza where the Eagles are the talk and the toast of the league at this point.
Did you see it coming?
No. I was very happy. You know, once the trade got done, okay, and Kevin moved on, and they got great value for that because Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie is a really good young player, an ascending player with great skills. You know, to be able to get another pick next year, that's great. But then, you know, I thought that was great to get Jason Babin back here in a defense that he's going to play, that he played in Tennessee. I thought, you know what? That's enough. It's great. Mm-hmm. And then Friday hit. You know, and the hits just kept on coming.
Tell me about it. Listen, I'd like you to give the fans here who are watching a perspective on what these players are all about, whom the Eagles acquired. Everybody's talking about Nnamdi. Everybody's talking about Rodgers-Cromartie. How can those two fit with Asante in the scheme and off coverage, you know, nickel, all that stuff?
Well, I mean, look, if you look at the Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers, they started Sam Shields and Tremont Williams at corners and Charles Woodson in the slot. They basically played three cornerbacks as their base defense. And if you look around the league, and you'll see it week one against St. Louis, you're going to see three and four wide receiver sets almost every snap. You need three really good – you have three good corners, and Andy said it in the press conference. Look, when they had Bobby Taylor and they had Troy Vincent, you know, and they had Al Harris, they were as good a secondary as there was in football. That could be again this year.
Is Nnamdi the guy who would go to the slot, a la Charles Woodson?
Nnamdi's always been an outside guy. That would be new for him. My guess is that Asante would go in there. I think he's got if it all works out, my guess is – Asante, because he is such a ball hawk, he's such a gambler, he has such great ball skills. More balls get tipped in the middle. I think you play off a little bit more, you kind of clue a little bit more. I think he'd be more the most logical choice.
Did you like the value that the Eagles got for Kevin Cobb?
If I was Joe Banner, I would have learned how to do a backflip. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't imagine getting anything more for a guy that made seven starts. And I'm not being critical of Kevin. But to get a premier, young, proven corner with 13 career interceptions, four in the postseason, guy that I think can only get better. That is the – if you had to draw up a corner, you're drawing up Nnamdi and Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie. They're tall. They're long. They got great hip turns. I mean, it's just what you want. It's a dream.
All right, so the defense, which last year historically bad in the
horrible.
Red zone. Horrible. Then you go out and you get these two cornerbacks, and you also get Jason Babin, who helps in what way?
Well, first of all, the scheme is going to be different than anything that we've seen under Andy Reid. The Jim Johnson days are over. This is going to be a front four-led scheme. You're not going to see Trent Cole dropping into coverage and zone pressures.
Which he did 10% of the time last year.
Trent Cole is a premier pass rusher. Let him go. Every time he drops, the left tackle goes,
"Yeah,
I don't have to deal with that beast."
Yeah.
Honestly, that's what happens. But there'll be a package. They'll be in the game plan. They have the ability to still do some of those things. But you're going to see a team that's going to be led by a front four. So Jason Babin became a Pro Bowl player last year by basically lining up wide in space and every single play starting out like a bat out of hell.
Yeah.
Rushing the quarterback. And then whatever happened, goes and chases as fast and quick as he can.
Why does he angle? What advantage does that give him?
Well, what you do is you try to keep everything boxed in.
Okay.
Okay? And you're squeezing. Like, you're starting wide, and then you're squeezing it in. So bootlegs get almost eliminated.
Okay.
Tosses almost are eliminated. You're upfield. You're taking away the quick toss, the quick pitch, the bootleg, all those kind of things that can influence the defensive end. They're basically out of the game plan. It really is ineffective because this guy's not going to be influenced. He's going to buy something going away. His first two steps are upfield, and now we're reacting.
All right, so then if I'm an offense, and I'm a novice, of course, a novice offensive coordinator here, and I know the Eagles are playing wide up here, I'm going to attack the middle, which may be why the Eagles went out and got Cullen Jenkins yesterday. Who helps in what way?
Well, Cullen Jenkins is a premier player in this league, and he is equally as effective rushing the passer.
A premier player?
Premier player. This is a guy that was him and B.J. Raji allowed Green Bay to play the defense they did. They basically played defense with two defensive tackles. Everybody else was a linebacker or a secondary player on that team. They got Woodson in the slot because of it, and he can control the run. He's very good against the run. But he's a player that has a great motor. He refuses to stay blocked, and he has great upfield pass rush ability. He will prevent a lot of quarterbacks from stepping up into the pocket.
He's a starter, or he's a start down guy?
To me, Cullen Jenkins is a day one starter. Wow. Now, whether it's with Antonio Dixon or Mike Patterson or Trevor Laws, I don't know. But I know that Cullen Jenkins will start a defensive tackle for his team.
Why wasn't he then one of the guys to go first, second day, big money, get $25 million guaranteed?
This year he missed five games with an assortment of kind of minor injuries. Mm-hmm. And then the year before he played 16 games, but the year before that he missed time.
Okay.
So now I think this is his eighth year. He's the younger brother of Chris Jenkins.
Yep.
The big-time nose tackle from Carolina, the New York Jets. But I always thought he was a better player than Chris. He wasn't as big, but he was a guy I thought that played every down hard. And like I said, there's very few defensive tackles in this league that are an every down player. They're either good pass rushers or they're good run players, but very few combine the two of them.
Now, I have heard from Eagles fans all over the world these last couple of days, thrilled with all the moves. And yet, here are the two questions. Casey Matthews at middle linebacker, and are the Eagles going to bring in a veteran safety?
I don't think either one of those deals are going to get done. I think Casey Matthews right now, I think they're making the right choice because this defense is going to be about speed. Speed, and they're going to really take a lot of the thinking out of it. They want a guy that has tremendous football instincts. And just think about what Casey Matthews' conversations were like at the dinner table when he was 10.
Right.
With his brother, with his father, with his uncle. He is, as when I watched him in Oregon, when they drafted him in the fourth round, I was like, thank God we got him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't know he was going to be the Mike linebacker, but I think he's going to do a fantastic
big
job.
Big enough to play there.
Yeah. But look, they're going to be in nickel and dime. And I already saw Jamar Chaney playing the dime linebacker. I saw the nickel linebackers today.
It was being Matthews and Chaney. Yeah.
They're going to play a lot of snaps together. And look, Jamar Chaney came on like gangbusters at the end of the season. Last four or five games, he's got instincts. I think he's got ball skills. I think he's going to be a very young and exciting core.
Hmm. And then what about the safety positions that look right now like it's Allen and Coleman and Jarrett and maybe Colt Anderson or Marlon Jackson?
Look, when you have corners that can lock up, and we're talking about press coverage, we're not giving you a five-yard slant. You want that five-yard slant, you're going to have to beat these two guys on the outside for it.
Mm-hmm.
The safeties are going to roam, and they're going to hit. They're going to fill these alleys in the run game. Look, we saw Allen last year. We saw Nate have pretty good ball skills before he got hurt. He was around the ball a lot. He got to the ball. Kurt Coleman showed good instincts last year. The free agent market was an unbelievable run for safeties. Eric Weddle is
huge. Quentin Michael, huge.
Quentin Michael, Landry in Baltimore. I mean, it was a bonanza going after these guys. I don't think you have to overpay to find safeties, especially if you get corners as good as they are.
Okay. So the defense looks exponentially better.
Now we have to find out. The scheme is going to make it better, I think.
But how do you know about Juan yet? I don't know about Juan.
Here's what I know about Juan. I like what Juan's philosophy is already. There's going to be times in the game, in practice, where the pressure's on the corners,
mm-hmm.
and they know it. And then there's going to be time when it's on the defensive lineman, and it's your job to win. And if you can't get it done, they're waving the next guy in. The competition is going to be fierce here, fierce to get playing time.
Well, I noticed.
And I think that's going to be a lot of that is going to be won.
I notice in practice, I mean, it's much more rah-rah, go, yell, scream. The coach is already
hoarse.
Here's
the thing, Dave. Here's the thing about their defense. They don't have a marquee stud front seven player. Like, I think Cullen Jenkins is a great player. I think Trent Cole's a great player. But they're not exactly, you know, they're not Ray Lewis. They're just not that tight.
Yeah.
That's Juan's job. That's Washburn's job, to, like, light a fire every day, every drill. And that's what you're going to get.
All right, a couple players that nobody talks about in free agency that I know you've evaluated and you've watched. Johnny Lee Higgins, wide receiver, kick return man, tight end Donald Lee. Do they come in and help, or are they just kind of afterthoughts?
You remember that game in Oakland a few years ago that we lost?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Donovan really struggled.
Yeah.
You know, they had the big tight end touchdown, Zach Miller. But I think Johnny Lee Higgins in that game had a big return.
Yeah.
This guy's got great, great speed. I mean, the Raiders draft speed. This kid's got great speed. He's a returner, and he's a guy that in some capacities can win on the outside for you. I mean, he's better than an average receiver. But I'll say this, and you can ask this to Namdi. Anybody that leaves Oakland, it's like they are now joining the NFL.
Yeah, say what you actually said that to him today, right?
I said that to Namdi, like, welcome to the NFL. Yeah. Like, they've been trapped in Oakland. And everybody that leaves Oakland, they were like, this is what we heard, what pro football is
on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
This like is what Lewis we've always and Clark, heard. Yeah.
Like, look, Namdi will tell you, when Charles Woodson left Oakland, I thought he was the talent had just sort of dried up and Randy Moss. He went to Green Bay, and he's played the best football he's ever played.
Yeah.
He's challenged every day. It's a great scheme. He's as big a reason why they won a world championship as anybody. I think Namdi has only become a better player here.
Okay. And tell me about Donald Lee, tight end, Green Bay Packers.
Well, look, I mean, there was a period not that long ago when it was literally Favre and Donald Lee. That was his go-to guy. They were banged up at receiver. They didn't have a whole – this is Mike Sherman, the end of his career there in Green Bay as the head coach. And Donald Lee was his go-to guy. I mean, he's an athletic tight end that can run, that can catch. And if I'm any of these other tight ends here and Donald Lee shows up – because he's only 30 years old or 29 years old. I mean, Donald Lee can flat-out run and catch the ball, and he can win in the passing game.
So they signed Evan Mathis today, kind of been around the league a bit, offensive line. You know anything about him? Is he a – camp body? Are they that concerned with the offensive line? Are they looking to move Harriman's out to right tackle and find somebody at guard?
Look, I think you've got a new guy evaluating the offensive line in Howard Mudd. And I think Howard the technique's already different than what Juan taught here. The schemes are already different. The protections are already different. I already hear the verbiage he's using is things that Juan never did. So it's almost like everybody is being evaluated differently. And I don't know if there's guaranteed jobs for these guys here. You bring a guy like Evan Mathis, who's been a good player, serviceable player in Cincinnati. He's bounced around. He played on a.
Isn't that like getting out of jail too?
You look. The rule in this league is you want to improve your team. Go raid bad teams. Mm-hmm. Go raid bad teams of good players.
Okay.
And let them come to a place where they fought, where the demands, the expectations. I've always told you this, Dave, for years now. Nobody practices like the Eagles. From training camp through the regular season, they get a lot out of practice.
Yep. Concerns? Do you worry about DeSean Jackson and his absence?
Yeah, I worry. I mean, I think he has to be here, but I do think it's a guy that they want to take care of. I do think he came in last year and he performed very well, and I think he thinks that's his token of goodwill. But the Eagles are in kind of a position of this is the way it's done, and you got to get in here to get a new deal. It's early. It's very early. But what I do worry about is the fact that there has been no offseason, and timing is very important. There's going to be some changes here. I would like to see Mike with his number one receiver as much as possible.
Vince Young, you know, we look at him, and he's this Adonis-like athlete here. But I really haven't seen a lot of him at quarterback. I just know that the motion has always been something people have talked about. Is he able to translate his skills into this scheme?
Look, he's on a one-year deal here.
Yeah.
And he's here, Dave, in case anything happens to Mike. Now, God willing, nothing does. But if it does, I mean, one thing we know about Vince is he's won a lot of games at the college level and at the pro level. Is it picture perfect? Is it textbook? None of that. But I think what Vince needs, I think he's been humbled. What he needs is a stopgap. Because I still think Vince could be a starter in this league. But learn how to be a pro. That's the biggest thing. Learn how to be a pro. Learn how to study. Apply what you learn in the classroom to the practice field, from the practice field to the game field. And I think if he has to come off the bench to finish a game, if he has to start a game, the guy's been through the fire.
Right.
I mean, I trust him to go out there and get a win for us.
Yeah. Baldy, the expectation's so huge here. This team has done so many things. I mean, I'm just so impressed with the way they strategized these 4 months during the lockout, and then they went out and they executed it when there's 31 other teams who want Colin Jenkins and, you know, who are looking to try to get Namdi.
They did their homework, Dave. They did their homework, and this was a rare 5-day opportunity to upgrade the talent on your team. Because let's face it, you it starts with the talent. Now, you got to coach them up. You got to learn how to play together. You got to stay healthy. Things got to go right. But this was a rare little quick opening to go upgrade talent at every position, and they took advantage of it.
Well, we'll see how they blossom here through training camp. First preseason game is the 11th of August against the Baltimore Ravens, Lincoln Financial Field. 7 o'clock kickoff. You can watch it on 6ABC in Philadelphia, the NFL Network around the country. Brian Baldinger in the booth with Don Tollefson, Hugh Douglas, and Jeff Skiverski on the sidelines. And it's coming quickly, isn't it?
It couldn't be any better.
Yeah.
It couldn't be any better.
This practice, the way they take the pads off and the whole new NFL, will it impact the game?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you look, I talked to Mike Zordich about it. In some ways, you're going to get more out of your walkthroughs. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like the pressure's off, but learn more. So it is different. I believe that you should leave it up to the coaches to decide how to practice, because I do believe coaching is a difference in this league. And some guys, look, the three hardest practices I saw in the NFL last year were Philadelphia, Baltimore, and the Jets. And they're all playoff teams. Yeah.
Did the Eagles upgrade their coaching staff?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I think Wash is really going to be a great addition. I think Zordich in the back end is going to be a great addition. I think they had to improve their defense line. And Howard Mudd is a rare teacher.
Yeah. You would have played for him, right?
My brother played for him, and the only reason why he lasted as long as I did was
right.
Howard.
You told me, right, because he was a terrible athlete.
Terrible athlete.
Yeah. Brian Balder, NFL Network. Baldy, we thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Don't nobody come in our house and walk on our ears.
Don't nobody do
that.
Everybody got to speak this game up today. Everybody. 7-8-3-1-2-3.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Introducing Xfinity Internet, only from Comcast. Stream HD movies and experience your favorite games with blazing fast download speeds. Our fastest yet. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. It's Internet reinvented. With blazing fast speeds and the top-rated Norton Security Suite, a value of $160. Get this special introductory offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. Online, on your phone, or in the book. Look for your Super Pages being delivered now.
She's even more beautiful now.
Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do?
You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
And we're looking at the rolling hills of the Lehigh Valley. The lovely campus of Lehigh University in beautiful Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Dave Spitter with you. It's Training Camp Live. We come your way every day at noon after a morning workout. And Eagles were in pads today for the first time. They had a very good practice. We've shown you a little bit of the highlights. We're going to show you some more. A good drill. Linebackers working against running backs in coverage. So get a sense of what's here in terms of the linebackers in coverage. And you know that's a very important part of the game. Let's take some phone calls, though. 610-758 1921. Kim in Catawissa joins us. Hi, Kimmy.
Hi, Dave. I'm really jealous because you are where you are and I am home. But other than that, man, flashbacks of shut down corners from the past and the new shut down corners of the future. I'm so excited.
Yes.
It's a great day to be an Eagle.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. I can't wait to see it all going and the new coaches and the new schemes. And I'm so excited.
When are you coming, Kim?
I hope to be there tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Hopefully, I'll be there tomorrow morning.
Well, tomorrow, here's the schedule for the week. Tomorrow morning practice, tomorrow afternoon practice. Tuesday is actually players' day off. Now, part of the collective bargaining agreement is that every seventh day, players have the day off. No on-field, no meetings. They are off to do what they want. It is a really strange way to go through training camp, but every seventh day, players are off. So, and then also, no two-a-days in training camp. So the practice this morning, part of it in pads, the rest of it in shells, very high tempo, banged it around a little bit. This afternoon, they will come out in shorts and jersey tops, no helmets, and they will go through literally a walkthrough. And the idea is to teach the players where they're supposed to be on the field. But there's no contact, there's no conditioning, there's no running, it's just not the way it used to be, but it is the way it is now. So we make the best of it. And
it'll be a different look, Dave, but I'm still looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
We all have to accept change, right?
I'm sorry?
I said we all have to accept change, right?
That's right. Hey, Kim, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for the call. I really couldn't hear her that well, though. 610-758-1921. I don't know if it's that or if it's that. I don't know. It's a weird thing going on here. 610-758-1921. News of the day. DeSean Jackson still out with an unexcused absence. The Eagles are waiting for DeSean to get back, and we hope that is very soon. Jeremy Maclin, Asante Samuel, still missing excused absences. Hopefully they'll be back very soon. Still on the physically unable to perform list. Winston Justice with a knee injury. Brandon Graham with a knee injury. Those guys come out and they do conditioning. They work with the strength and conditioning coaches and the athletic trainers. So hopefully they're a step closer to being back here. Eagles making a signing. They sign an offensive lineman. His name is Evan Mathis. 7-year veteran, 6'5", 302, offensive guard. Third-round pick in 2005 by the Carolina Panthers. Started 47 games in a row over a 4-year period. So he comes in. The Eagles want to see what he can do. And late of the Cincinnati Bengals looking for a new lease on his NFL life. He is here. He will practice on Thursday. We actually have an interview with him that we can get to very shortly. Stay on the phones here. Let's go to Elliot in Philadelphia. Hey, Elliot.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Good. How are you?
Very excited. It feels like a new life and everything has just begun, man.
It is great. Isn't it? Great start to the season.
Yes, sir. And I'm just loving these defense additions. And the Cullen Jenkins one has really got my heart, because I think he's really going to bring that presence in the middle of the defensive line that Washburn loves to have in that scheme, man. We'll keep pressure off those linebackers.
Well, I know you're talking about Cullen Jenkins and what the Eagles are going to do and how Washburn's going to fare. And, yeah, the Eagles have invested a lot up there. And this Cullen Jenkins move, I didn't think that the Eagles were in the game for Jenkins early on. It was all about Jenkins going to the Redskins, this big deal. He walked away from that deal. He's here. We're going to meet him later today and find out why he picked the Philadelphia Eagles. I believe it's a 5-year deal, reportedly, for the first year. It's a $4 million cap hit should the Eagles cut him. So I think it's a great move. They trade Broderick Bunkley to the Browns for a 5th-round pick. The Eagles now have 5 extra draft picks next year. A second-rounder. They have a fourth rounder, and 2 6th-rounders, I believe.
Yes, I know they will continue to always build through the draft. I'm loving this free agency frenzy, but they're always going to think through the draft. It's always been in our organization's priorities. That will always be, and I love that about us because that keeps the young prospects in and keeps depth, and I love that.
Hey, thanks for the call, Elliot. The line of scrimmage is very important. I think there are questions. If you look at this team, where do you have questions? You have questions about the offensive line. You have questions about the linebackers, you probably wonder about the safeties, and certainly the specialists are both rookies at this point. 610-758-1921 is the telephone number. 610-758-1921, training camp live. We will show you these one-on-one drills shortly. Next drill we want to get to, though, is the work, and we're going to take one more phone call first, but it's a great, great drill. Linebackers and coverage against the running backs. Let's go to Tennessee and talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, how's it going, Dave?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I actually wanted to ask you a question about one of the signings. I didn't know if you could answer this. Kelvin Jenkins, do you know how much input, if any, Washburn has on the defensive lineman coming in, or is he basically just waiting to see who
Reed and Roseman
and the guys bring for him?
No, I think the Eagles, listen, those 4.5 months that they had without football, they consulted with, I mean, you bring in a Mudd, you bring in a Washburn, and you say, here's the list of defensive linemen who we think we can possibly get. Prioritize which ones you want. Give me a scouting report on which ones you want. Now, it may not be the ultimate word on that player, but there's no doubt that the Eagles relied on Washburn in the idea of Cullen Jenkins. And Howard Mudd certainly had an impact on the Eagles taking Danny Watkins and two other linemen
that
in the draft.
To me is actually extra exciting because, I mean, he's such a big name. You know he's a big talent, but to know that Washburn is familiar with his body of work and knows what he thinks he can bring to the table, to me, that makes it even better.
Yeah, and what Washburn – and the thing that jumps out at you with Cullen Jenkins is his sack total. He had 7 sacks last year. He's a defensive tackle who gets up the field, and that's something the Eagles have not had in the nickel. And the idea – when you look back at the Giants, for example, their Super Bowl victory a few years ago, they were able to line up 4 defensive ends along the front 4 in the nickel. So they get the inside pass rush, and they get the pressure off the edge. The Eagles have had the pressure off the edge, but they've had very minimal impact between the defensive ends. So you get Babin, you bring him in, you team in with Trent Cole, you feel good about your edge pass rushers, and then you bring in Cullen Jenkins, and you feel like he's got a chance to be somebody who inside can really collapse the pocket. And then we'll find out who the other piece of that puzzle is in the nickel. It could be, it could be Darrell Tapp inside, who's had a very nice camp that I've seen. It could be Jaquay Parker, who actually left practice today with some heat-related illness. But the Eagles need to find a lot of pass rushers. They need to find them not only at defensive end, but defensive tackle, because you got to collapse. You can't let the quarterback step up in the pocket. And no matter how good your cornerbacks are, if you don't get to the quarterback, you're going to have a really, really tough time making a quarterback pay for holding onto the ball that extra split second. We're going to take a little moment here and go to the practice field and talk about some coverage and talk about the linebackers here, a position that we all look at and say, boy, oh boy, are the Eagles good enough here? Well, let's take a look at them, the linebackers and coverage against the running backs.
Good job.
All right, so we're going to do some voiceovers here. Take a look at some of the drills that they are working on. These are blocking drills, and that is a very important part of things. Deion Lewis, not a big guy, in protection, as Ted Williams, the running backs coach, works on technique there. Now we've got Clay Matthews working against Cornelius Ingram in a pass protection drill. Matthews now, Casey Matthews is the starting middle linebacker through this early part of training camp. Now it's Craig Cooper, undrafted rookie from the University of Miami. Lines up in protection. And Jamar Chaney makes a pay. This is John Nowbone, who the Eagles signed prior to the work stoppage. This is also a player from Penn State, Pegues, who the Eagles really like. And you'll see him in coverage a little bit later on, who, very physical player, actually looked good in coverage today. And that is sixth-round draft pick Brian Roll with a good move. And this is Martell Webb in protection. A big, big man from the University of Michigan. Didn't catch a whole lot of passes there, but shows some good footwork on that protection skill. Owen Schmidt, Eagles starting fullback in protection here. And gets slammed by Jamar Chaney. Good leverage there from Chaney. And now this is linebackers in coverage against the running backs. Owen Schmidt here against Chaney. Good coverage from Chaney, who's been moved to the strong side here early in training camp. He lines over the tight end. Cornelius Ingram trying to make a return from some devastating knee injuries. See him running against Moses Folku. Michael Vick at the quarterback position. LeSean McCoy. Oh boy. Making it look really easy there. Clay Harbor working against Rashad Genty. And there's Pegues and Stanley Havili. Seventh round pick from USC. Martell Webb pushes off really nicely to create some space and catch. And there's Deion Lewis against Greg Lloyd. They're Big East players. John Nalbone against Chaney, who makes the nice recovery. And Moses Folku nearly with the interception. And there is Cornelius Ingram showing some speed down the field. Good to see that. And there's Pegues showing some physical play and getting congratulated by Mike Caldwell, Eagles linebackers coach. Clay Harbor. Shady McCoy against Keenan Clayton. Martell Webb. And good recovery from Moses Folku there. Owen Schmidt is knocking Pegues back. Throw a little wide from Michael Vick. John Nalbone and Greg Lloyd.
Don't nobody come in our house and walk on our ears. Don't nobody do it.
Everybody better speak this game up today. Everybody.
WNFC 1-2-3.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, it's tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Introducing Xfinity Internet, only from Comcast. Stream HD movies and experience your favorite games with blazing fast download speeds. Our fastest yet. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. It's Internet reinvented. With blazing fast speeds and the top-rated Norton Security Suite, a value of $160. Get this special introductory offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. Online, on your phone, or in the book. Look for your Super Pages being delivered now.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Eagles.com training camp live. Dave Spinner joined by Eagles fullback Owen Schmidt. Everybody, let's welcome Owen Schmidt here. How about that, huh? Now you're kind of used to it a little bit here, being a Philadelphia Eagle. The culture of Eagles fans definitely fits your personality, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, for sure. Hard work and blue collar, bunch of rowdy bunch.
Yeah. You know, my type. Oh, hey, yeah. Owen, what a difference a year makes for you, man. Last year, trying to make it in Seattle, didn't work out there, and then all of a sudden you're here, and it seemed to go very well. When you look back at 2010, all things worked out for a reason?
Yeah, I think it's just a better fit here. You know, my kind of town, too, and close to, you know, my second home. So, yeah, I think everything just kind of worked out.
The work stoppage, what'd you do?
I kept
reading you were going to do things.
Yeah, I did things. I played a lot of music in West Virginia with the Davison Brothers Band.
And, what kind of music is that?
It's like Southern Rock Country, bluegrass.
And what is your role in this band?
I just play guitar and have a good time.
Do you really? Rip it up there?
Yeah, I shred a little bit.
Has this been a lifelong hobby of yours, playing some music?
Actually, I just met him 3 years ago, and it just kind of evolved into something like that. So
you play in front of 70,000 people on a Sunday. Maybe you play in a club in front of, I don't know how many people are in front. How large is the audience?
Well, I played Jamboree in the Hills, which was 120,000.
No kidding, really?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
What was it like to stand on stage with all those people?
I was really nervous.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking out there. Do you feel like a little ant out there?
Oh yeah, I look like a little ant out there.
Do you focus on anybody in the crowd, or do you just kind of glance down? What the heck am I doing here?
I put my sunglasses on, then I feel like I'm just by myself.
Okay, good for you, man. You're a rock and roll superstar.
Not really, but
yeah. Okay. So you did music. Was you guys go on tour with these guys?
Yeah, I kind of lived in their bus for like 3 months and
did
just
you really?
Toured around and. Did my P90X workouts.
Is that what you did? You wanted to get leaner this?
Well, I just wanted to just stay in shape, good cardio shape. You know, I did some of that insanity stuff, too. Just, you know, because when you're on the road, you can't really, like, hit a gym everywhere you go. Yeah. So just kind of did that, and it was fun. It was definitely a different lifestyle than this is, for sure.
It's the first time in how long in your life that you've been able to
really enjoy away from the game of football a spring and, you know, most of a summer, right?
Like 8 years probably that I've been able to just do whatever I want.
Any cool cities you went to?
Not really. Mostly stay on the East Coast. Just kind of everywhere. I mean, all them little cities are cool to meet them people and stuff. And
bus trip to trips. Is it true what like really happens behind the scenes on these things?
I mean,
sex, drugs, and rock and roll kind of thing. I mean, I'm not saying that you were a part of it.
I was just soaking it in, but not taking it in.
Right, I got you. Owen, listen, this team, these moves, these last few days, it's been wild. It's been crazy. It's been fun. The fan base is totally energized. A week ago, we didn't even know there was going to be a training camp, and all of a sudden, there's a training camp. There's thousands of people here, and the Eagles have made all these moves. Have you been able to focus all that stuff out?
Yeah, you know, it's great we're putting together this great team, but, you know, like Coach said today, you know, we still, you know, have to practice hard, get that hard edge, and still win the game. So it doesn't matter if you're an all-star team. You know, we still got to bust our butt and work hard. So, you know, I'm excited, but, you know, we got, a week and a half to the first preseason game, so we just need to get everything together and keep this train rolling.
Are you physically ready to be in a game? I mean, what do you need to do between now and then to be ready for a game?
Just keep pushing myself, you know, conditioning wise, and you know, keep, you know, getting the head ready for banging, and just keep on trucking, I guess you could really say that.
How did body change P90X? Did you lose weight?
Yeah, lost weight, leaned up a little bit. I felt like I was just like lighter.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah. Not bloated, like not full.
Yeah, exactly.
Does it? Do you need to be full, though, to be a fullback in the NFL? It's not exactly a cushy job.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I have a little, you know, cushion, but it's just nice to feel like a little more athletic.
Okay. Oh, and what and we've talked about this, but kind of revisit. Why are you a fullback? Give me your life history in football. Did you aspire to be a run into a wall on every play?
That's just the position that everyone always put me at. When we were playing backyard football, I was always the fullback. My first football camp ever, my grandfather put me at O-line because he wanted me to learn how to block.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, I just kind of fell in love with that part of the game. It's, like, so challenging, you know, one-on-one, trying to take on a man. And it's just a lot of skill involved that people don't really, you know, they overlook just because it's, you know, not really, I guess, an exciting part of the game. But you can make it exciting, you know, if you put someone on their butt.
We actually filmed you in the linebacker drills in when you were going out for routes, and you really enjoyed knocking heads and being physical. Like, that's kind of your job, like every single solitary play of your life.
Yeah, either, you know,
they're gonna,
like
they're gonna
it or
they're gonna
yeah, like
you.
It or, you know, leave it.
Yeah.
Know?
Oh, and this whole thing with all these guys coming in here, I'm starting to sense very quickly that the media is picking up on all-star team, dream team, all this nonsense. That's not getting in the locker rooms, is it? I mean, that's – you got to go out and win football games.
I think we just want to win a championship, and we're making the moves to do so. You know, we still got to put the hard work in. You know, you can't – don't matter how many all-stars you got on your team, you know, you still got to work. So I think what this is showing the team is that, hey, we're serious about trying to win right now, you know, and we're going to get the players around that we need to do so.
Cool. Do you bring the guitar up training camp?
Yeah, brought it up.
Do you play? You have time to play?
You know, just a little bit. It just kind of puts my mind at ease, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
Just to get away from
yeah,
it all. How fried are you at the end of the day after all the meetings and all the practices?
Not bad. I mean, this is, you know, I hate to say a lot
different.
Different,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I'll put it that way, than previous years. You know, that's what they worked out and that's what we got. So now it's a lot more study time.
Mm-hmm.
Than it has been in previous past, and they almost make it, you know, more like a job. It's not, they're not forcing you to study and stuff like that. Now it's, you know, do it on your own.
Okay. Well, it's definitely less physical than it's been in years past.
Oh, yeah.
And for you, I mean, that in theory should really save you and keep you fresher for the preseason games, for the regular season, and, you know, beyond your career when you're done in 10 more years.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, see how it works out. Hey, Owen Schmidt, great job last year.
Hey, appreciate
great
it.
Great job today. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck in training camp. And
Owen
Schmidt, everybody, here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Right on.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
It's beautiful. It's intelligent. Even genius. But does your network work?
Yes, I can hear you now.
This is America's largest and most reliable network, Verizon, built so you can rule the air.
Forty years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Football's back.
Well, he wanted a new, fresh start, and he's getting it with a team that could be an early season Super Bowl contender. What's it like to be a Philadelphia Eagle?
It's exciting. You know, I'm having a good time. You know, taking a lot of time right now since I can't be out here. You know, participating in things like that, just paying attention, I ask a lot of questions. So that's the good thing about it.
Your whole pro career has been spent with one franchise, with one head coach. What's it like to try and change over a new offense, new coaching staff, new teammates?
It's been pretty good. I mean, it's been a warm welcome from Andy, from all the coaches. I really feel like it's been great. You know, the fans, everybody's been, real nice, warm welcome. So I can just, all I honestly can say is definite respect to that now. It just starts focusing in on football and getting ready for that.
Tell me about your relationship with Michael Vick and the on-field dynamic that we'll see. He's the unquestioned starter. He's one of the best players in the league last year. Yeah. And what's your role?
The respect that I have for him, I mean, we've been knowing each other for a long time and always keep in touch with each other. It's just funny to be in the same room together, listening to some of the things that he dissecting the plays, paying attention to him, so because he knows the offense real good. So, you know, overall, I mean, I really feel like it's great. I'm definitely going to push him, compete with him, so he can be the best player he can be and lead his team to the Super Bowl, as well as, you know, my taking my roles, different roles, where they want me to be at. So,
how about leaving Tennessee behind? Titans fans are watching this right now, seeing you in a different uniform. Some of them probably shook up by that. Any message for the people that you left behind there?
Always love Nashville. Always going to be there. You know, the Boys and Girls Club down there. You know, when Duntrell and the kids, I have a lot of respect for them. So I know I'll always be out there. And then Steve McNair boys, keeping in touch with them, making sure they take care of their responsibilities. But, you know, that's my fan base. I have a lot of fans out there. I got a lot of people that I have built a lot of history with. So I'm always going to, you know, reach out to them and making sure they're checking on them and things like that. So, you know, it was a fun ride there. You know, I hated that things didn't go right. But at the same time, I appreciate, Bud Adams. Williams and Coach Fisher are giving me a great opportunity to be out there and play some ball and eventually win some ball games as well. But it all fell out, and I'm just here with the Philadelphia Eagles now. I'm just happy to be in a new home and starting fresh and see where he ends up at.
You mentioned Steve McNair's sons. People know the relationship that you've developed with them after his untimely passing. I'm looking at you right now. Number 9, jersey number here.
Definitely.
Some significance to that?
Oh, yeah. You know, didn't want to get bidding war with, Deshaun Jackson.
Well, that's the other part of it, too, but McNair, obviously.
Right. So when I got the call knowing that I was about to be an Eagle, I was like, okay, I'm going to let my brother Deshaun have that jersey. And I was just wondering, did they have number 9? You know, I always wanted to, if I didn't get on a team but couldn't wear number 10, I was going to always dedicate that to him. So everything is going good right now from a new team, new look, and then also get to represent his legacy and keep his legacy alive as well.
Last question for you. You come in as part of one of 4 acquisitions on this team that already had a good nucleus of talent here.
Definitely.
And there's an injection. In fact, I was in the news conference with you earlier, and I asked you what you thought about it, and you said,
dream team, the Miami Heat, so the back in NBA. This is a wonderful, I got a lot of talented guys. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Monunde, Cromartie. Jason, he knows, me and him played together last year. He's doing a hell of a job of, tearing up the sacks and giving us the ball back. So to be on a team like this, knowing that we have a shot of going to the Super Bowl, man, it's a blessing. It's like I just got to stay ready, do what I have to do on scout team, and making sure our defense and things like that got the good looks and things like that, and making sure I'm paying attention to the offense, making sure I'm staying ready myself.
And that was Vince Young from yesterday. The NFL Network actually played that today. So Nnamdi Asamoah will not be live here. We already heard from Nnamdi. And you can watch that on demand, of course, on PhiladelphiaEagles.com in its entirety anytime you would like. It's Training Camp Live. We're live every day after the morning practice, every day at noon, right here from the Goodman campus of Lehigh University. I'm Dave Spadaro. Glad that you are with us. The phone number is 610-758-1921. Let's take a phone call. New York, New York. We talked to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
All right. Doing very well.
Good.
Super excited about the Eagles right now.
I am, too. I am, too.
Just the one question. Did they ever look at anything to a backup running back yet?
Yes, they will. I believe they will. They're very small at running back. And
yes, they are.
When you look at it, Chris, there's a bunch of backs out there. And there just doesn't seem to be a market for them. I know Joseph Addai returned to Indianapolis, and I think the Bears are trying to peddle Chester Taylor and Ricky Williams and Ronnie Brown and Jerome Harrison.
Yeah, there is a lot.
And the Bears signed Marion Barber, so they're trying to get rid of Chester Taylor. So you're going to find one. The market today, to me, is just flat. And Steven Tulloch signs in Detroit finally. Middle linebackers coming off the board just a little bit. Nick Barnett looks like he's going to go to Buffalo. So the two positions that I've been keeping my eye on since the frenzy of Thursday, the conversation, the trade, then the Friday, of course, all the moves, even into yesterday, is running back and middle linebacker. And I see middle linebackers starting to thin out a lot. Eagles just haven't made the move yet. Now, they might. They might.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of running backs still out there.
No, that's good, because like I said, God forbid McCoy gets hurt, we're lost.
Well, I think Deion Lewis is a really talented kid, and Ted Williams is a great coach, but Deion is very, very small. So
yeah,
I would like somebody with a little bit of size. I guess you could bring Carrell Buchholter back in a pinch. He knows the system, but I don't think that's the kind of player you want right now. You want more speed on the field.
Yeah, I just know it takes a while for the Eagle running backs to pick up all their, blitz packages and stuff like that.
Yes, it does.
Where blocking goes.
Yes, it does. And I'm looking forward to seeing Deion in the preseason games, but I'm telling you, he is tiny.
Yeah, no, I saw that in the video. He doesn't look very big at all. Right. McCoy looks like a giant.
No, well, but McCoy's up to about 213 pounds.
Okay, yeah, that's a big guy.
You know, he's put on some muscle. He's developed his body. He's, he's got a little bit of a coat of armor on now to run between the tackles.
Yeah, he definitely did look a little bigger. That's good.
All right, Chris. Thanks, man.
All right, Dave, thank you once again. Let's go Eagles.
You got it, my friend. 610-758-1921, the number. We do have one more practice of piece to show you before the Eagles get out on the practice field, which they are going to be doing very shortly. 2 o'clock practice today from Lehigh University. It is the walkthrough practice. The morning featured pads and thud and a really good tempo of practice. The afternoon,
Now with the new NFL, you are not allowed to have two-a-days, so the Eagles are not having two-a-days. Let's take a phone call from Philadelphia. Talk to Sean. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Good.
I had a quick question. With all the the frenzy around free agency, I haven't heard much about, like, other than a couple highlights here and there on Eagles Live. But do you know how Jaquan Jarrett is doing in camp so far?
Yeah, got the question a little bit earlier. I think he looks good. It's really hard to tell about safeties. It's very difficult to tell. They're deep, generally on team drills, they play deep. So if they're playing a little cover two, you don't see a whole lot until the pads go on. So I would tell you, he's backing up at strong safety. He's behind Kurt Coleman on the depth chart. But I think that Jaquan looks good. And it's just a matter of him learning the scheme and then playing to his speed. And he's not there yet. So I'm not going to judge him necessarily, a rookie necessarily, in that position, because so much of that position is mental. And it's just unfair 4 days into his NFL career that he should even be graded at all as far as what he knows about the scheme. So they're going to give him a lot of reps in the preseason games, and they really want to see if he can help this season.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was a Temple alum and watched him lay some big hits over the years. So I'm
excited
to see him get out there.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for the call. Take another one here, 610-758-1921 on Training Camp Live. Hey, by the way, guys, tomorrow, Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, single game tickets go on sale, Ticketmaster.com, PhiladelphiaEagles.com. They will go quickly, so get in and get your single game tickets. The team that everyone in the NFL is talking about, your Philadelphia Eagles, maybe your only chance to get tickets to a game. Single game seats on sale Tuesday at 10 a.m. Let's go to Steve in Jamison. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to know what's the latest with Deshaun.
No news. No news. No word. No news. Doesn't seem to be a lot of stress here about Deshaun Jackson. And this is Steve. Listen, I've been through this a lot, and Deshaun is trying to make a statement, which he clearly has made. He wants a new deal. It seems to me the Eagles are. Look, and the Eagles love Deshaun Jackson. Deshaun Jackson loves the Eagles. I believe that there will be a deal done. It's just that when you are in the middle of the free agency frenzy that the Eagles have been in, it's very difficult to get down to hard and fast negotiations with Deshaun Jackson, a complicated deal. Now, here's a little, piece that I think is interesting. Nnamdi Asamoah is like a big brother, serious mentor kind of guy to Deshaun. I wouldn't be surprised if Nnamdi talks to Deshaun and says, look, let's get this thing going. Eagles are going to take care of you. Get into camp. Wouldn't surprise me a bit. In the meantime, you just move on with what you have here. Deshaun's not here. The show must go on.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, man, thank you. I know everybody's up in arms and everybody wants it all to be perfect right now because things have been so incredibly positive. But there's not one team in the NFL that has everything going for it exactly the way it wants to go. Deshaun Jackson will be on the field September 11th in St. Louis against the Rams. And he will be a great football player this year and, I believe, for many years to come in Eagles Midnight Green. Kyle in New Jersey joins us. Hey, Kyle.
Hi, how you doing, Dave?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Great.
I just want to ask you about the right tackle position. Mm-hmm. What are the Eagles' plans for that position?
Well, I think the plan is to get Winston Justice healthy, first of all, as we see some fans streaming in, getting ready for practice. 2 o'clock walkthrough today. Winston Justice is on PUP. They're going to get him healthy. He's making progress. In the meantime, it's King Dunlap taking reps there. It's Finuki Tapu taking reps there. Austin Howard is taking reps on the left side.
Right.
I think in an emergency situation, you'd probably put Todd Harriman's over at the right tackle position, and maybe that's a reason the Eagles signed Evan Mathis today. He's a veteran. If they needed to and Watkins isn't here, you could start McGlynn inside. You could maybe see what Evan Mathis can do for you, and then you can move Harriman's over to the right tackle spot.
Right. Has there been any progress as far as Watkins is concerned?
I believe the Eagles thought they were close to a deal last week with him. And from what a reporter told me, the hang-up is
The Eagles have offered a four-year contract, three of which those years are guaranteed, guaranteed money. And Watkins wants 4 years guaranteed. That's what a reporter told me. So that's the hang-up, what, according to a reporter. Now, I think that's a ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, what is the agent doing? Get the kid in here.
Yeah, he's a rookie.
Get him in here. Get his career going.
Camp.
Yeah, I mean, this is dumb. Wow. But that's the way it is here.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Kyle. Let's take a look at the practice field because we're I get excited about this. I get excited when players start to come out and fans start to line up and they get ready for the afternoon session. In the morning, well, we've talked a lot about the offensive line and the defensive line and Jim Washburn coaching the defense and Howard Mudd, his good buddy, coaching the offensive line. Let's take a look at some of those drills, the O-line and the D-line morning practice as the Eagles get ready. And you see them in the distance there coming out for their afternoon workout.
All right, we've got one-on-ones here. O-line, D-line, Cedric Thornton up against Jamal Jackson. And that's Patterson and Dallas Reynolds. All right, Daniel Teo-Nessim and King Dunlap. Daryl Tapp and Jason Peters. Van de Velde and Victor Abiamiri. Trevor Laws, Kelsey. AQ Shipley and Patterson. Ricky Sapp, Finuki Tapu. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Philip Hunt. Victor Abiamiri. Cedric Thornton up. And Kelsey. Patterson. Quay Parker up, Finuki Tapu. Bro. Trent Cole up. Austin Howard. Antonio Dixon and Vandeveld. Thornton and McGlynn. Abby Amiri and Dallas Reynolds. Teo Nesheim now and King Dunlap. And we're back, Dave Spadaro, with you. That's your practice footage from this morning. Excellent practice. The Eagles are back out on the field as we'll take a look and see what the action is going on out there on a beautiful day as they come out of the Varsity House on the South Campus, Goodman Campus here of Lehigh University. Warm, sunny summer day. All of the practices are open from this point forward, 8:05, and the times in the afternoon alternate between 2:45 and 2 o'clock. And again, no two-a-days in the NFL any longer. One practice with pads, one practice, a walkthrough. That's the way it is. The Eagles will be in Lehigh through August 17th. That August 17th practice closed to the public as the Eagles will go through a walkthrough preparing for their road game the next night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, the preseason schedule opens on Thursday, August 11th, on 6 ABC in Philadelphia and the NFL Network around the country. Be the Eagles hosting the Baltimore Ravens at Lincoln Financial Field. Don Tollefson and Brian Baldinger in the booth. Hugh Douglas on the sidelines providing his analysis. And the Eagles will also have Jeff Skiversky from 6 ABC on the sidelines interviewing players. So make sure you tune in. Eagles, Ravens, your first look at this 2011 Eagles team. August 11th, 7 p.m., 6 ABC in Philadelphia, the NFL Network. Around the country. And of course, we are live after the game. We're actually live throughout the game with our game center on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, including our live post-game show. We had a moment to speak to the newest Eagle, a player who we don't really know a whole lot about. His name is Evan Mathis. He is an offensive lineman, 7 years in the league. What is he doing in Philadelphia? Another one of the unrestricted free agents who joined this Eagles team.
One year.
And do you feel like you'll get an opportunity to start and where? I mean, have they given you any of those kind of
No, I haven't met anybody on that yet, but I'm sure if there's a fair, anybody has an opportunity to start.
Yeah. Would you play mostly? Which side have you played mostly over your career, left or right?
The past few years has been left, yeah. But I have experience everywhere.
Okay. So there's no preference, there's nothing that maybe you've kind of had more success.
Whatever they need me for, I can do it.
What, did you know much about the team, the offense, the schemes, anything before you signed here?
I knew that they liked athletic linemen. I was in a scheme in Cincinnati where it was more bigger linemen. I didn't fit real well. Mm-hmm. So to come here where athletic linemen are a little more respected, it's better for me.
It's kind of been an adjustment for some of the guys on this team because they had to lose a lot of weight. You know, they had to adjust the way you're saying with Howard likes. Do you feel like you maybe have a little bit of an edge even over some incumbents because you're athletic and
well, I mean, that's always been my game is athleticism, and I'm just trying to be here and do what they want.
Is Howard Mudd a selling card too?
Yeah, someone like Howard Mudd who's well-respected. I asked Coach Alexander, my O-line coach in Cincinnati, about Howard, and he said he's the best OL coach in football. So that goes a long way.
What were your thoughts when you decided to come here and your first day?
Very impressed. It's a very well-run organization. I've heard Coach Reed is a very organized coach, and the energy is good. Everybody was very welcoming. So I'm looking forward to it.
Were there other teams that made a strong effort to bring in?
Not really, no. No, this one was the strongest and seemed like the best opportunity for me to play for a good team. So,
have you felt like over your career that maybe the opportunities just weren't there? You just needed more of that kind of opportunity, you know, the situation where you had that opportunity to kind of just show yourself?
Yeah, I mean, there's been some bad breaks along the years, but I mean, I'm not worried about anything that's ever happened. I'm here. All that has led to where I am now and afforded me the opportunity to be here in Philadelphia, and I'm looking forward to making the most of this.
Do you know some of Howard Mudd's? He has some pretty radical ideas about how to block, you know, the spinning, hopping. Is that stuff that you've done before? You know what I mean?
I've played for a lot of different offensive line coaches over my years, ever since college. You know, in college I went through four head coaches and different O-line coaches through all that. So I've seen a lot of philosophies, and I'm willing to adapt to whatever I have to adapt to make it work.
Well, one of the early stories here at Eagles training camp is, of course, the linebacker situation, and manning the middle is the man to my right. We are here to welcome Eagles fourth-round draft pick, and at this moment, starting middle linebacker Casey Matthews to our PhiladelphiaEagles.com tent. Casey, welcome to NFL. Not a bad little vibe here, is it? The fans get into it quite a bit, don't they?
Oh, they definitely do. It's a different atmosphere up here. You know, the fans are crazy about their teams, and I'm just looking forward to the season.
What did you hear about Eagles fans? I mean, obviously, you know, you've been around the game a long time. So, what's the reputation Eagles fans have? Honest.
They're diehard. I heard about it from my brother when he played here twice last year. He was just telling about how crazy they were, how they know everything about them. But, my dad said he would never come here if he didn't have a kid on the team. So,
They don't bite. And you see today, a great crowd for the first day of public coming to training camp. And they got into it. Let's talk about your situation. First of all, the pre-draft period. I always like to talk to rookies about that because it's such a time when they get probed and picked on and prodded. And did you enjoy it?
I did. I mean, you only go through it once, and, I thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, I had my brother go through it already, so I knew what to expect, and,
So that's helped you, having that kind of being able to follow what your brother has done, at least sharing some experiences with him about life in the big leagues here. It's helped you out a bit, huh?
Yeah, definitely, especially seeing the success he's had the past two seasons. You know, any advice he gives me, I'll take, and, I'll listen to anything and take any advice.
Did you have any idea, Casey, when the Eagles drafted you, that they wanted to look at you at middle linebacker? Did they have actually time to tell you what their plans were?
Yeah, I mean, they said Mike or Will, but when I flew in here the other day, they said it was Mike, and that's what I played up in Oregon, so I feel comfortable in the position.
Body type, you read all the draft guides, and Casey Matthews is 235 pounds. Can his body withstand the punishment of the NFL? Did you work on strength and lifting and gaining weight in the offseason? I'm sure you did.
Definitely. I mean, when you're training for the combine, it's a different type of weight training. You want to get as lean as possible. You know, go out there, run a good time, and then as soon as the combine and pro day were over, I got to train with my brother, and I'm up to 245 right now, so great. I'm feeling pretty good.
So when you're training for the combine, the 40 time is maybe more important than how many bench presses you have or anything like that?
Apparently, that's how the media sees it. But yeah. If you're a football player, you'll be able to play.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about this Eagles defense. What do you think of it so far? How much do you know?
I feel I'm getting a good grasp of it. Obviously, I didn't get a playbook till yesterday, the first day of practice.
Yeah.
So when they threw me out there in the first walkthrough, I didn't have a playbook. But Coach Caldwell, he came up to my room the night before and just gave me the basics, and it's pretty similar to what I was running at Oregon. Actually, anywhere. It's just all new terminology to me. There's, you know, little things that, you know, I need to get down. But right now I'm picking up pretty quickly and just keep my head in the playbook, and it should be fine.
How are you grading out running the huddle and calling the defensive signals?
You know, at first it was a little intimidating, especially getting in front of these vets who've been in the league for a while, especially, you know, some Pro Bowl guys. But, you know, it's a challenge. I look forward to it, and I feel I got a good grasp of it. I mean, they listen to me because, you know, I'm the one getting the calls in, so.
Yeah. Right. So nobody looked at you and said, what is this guy doing? Call signals. I mean, sure, the first time you step in there, you're kind of, you got to be a man. You got to step up and gain their trust and gain their respect.
Definitely. That's what you got to do, especially as a rookie coming in. You know, they don't know how you are as a person. You know, you're quiet or loud, but you got to be loud. I mean, it's going to be loud on Sundays, and you just got to get the call. And, you know, you're the quarterback of the defense, so you got to lead them.
Hey, what was it like for you, Casey, last year? You know, your Oregon Ducks, your run to the national championship game, turning college football on its ear with just explosive offense, great defense, going all the way there and having such success, and then being able to share in the family experience of your brother winning the Super Bowl. I mean, that's something that I'm sure your dad, your parents, your family, and you will remember forever.
It was definitely an exciting time for our family. You know, I wish we could have won the national championship. That way we could have, you know,
right,
swept them. But again, Clay winning the Super Bowl, it was a great feeling, you know, for a great time for our family, and I was proud of them. But Eagles getting in this year.
Yeah. Well, hey, it was tough. Look, everybody, look, your brother had a major impact on the future of the Philadelphia Eagles. You know that, right? He put Kevin Cobb's face in the ground.
He got Michael him a new Vick contract.
Yeah. He got him a big time contract. So what happens here the rest of the day? Is it go to practice, go get treatment, you know, get some rest, or are you back in the playbook?
You got to get in the playbook, especially in my situation. I didn't have the playbook all off season, so I mean, any chance you have downtime, you should definitely get the defense, the ins and outs of it. But you know, right after this, we got lunch, and then we'll come back for a walkthrough and the meetings. And you know, they keep us busy here all day. So,
were you born to love football, Casey, or was there an age that you remember that, you know, that you really fell in love with it?
Well, as soon as I could sign up for tackle football, that's what I did. I was living in Georgia at the time, and, you know, I was 6 years old, and ever since then I've been playing.
Yeah, great stuff, man. Well, welcome to Philadelphia. Welcome to the Philadelphia Eagles, Lehigh University, the place to be for training camp, and good luck to you throughout the rest of this training camp, Casey. Casey Matthews, join us here.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
All right, so that is Casey Matthews, who's out on the practice field as we speak. Let's take a little peek out there, final peek of the day. The Eagles literally going through walkthroughs at this point, and that's what they do. As you can see, the crowd in the foreground, the players in the background. This is a teaching session that the coaches like. I'm not sure that the players – actually, I'm sure the players love it. All right, we're going to come back tomorrow. Noon is the time here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Training camp live. We will have complete coverage of the morning practice and bleed into the afternoon practice here a little bit. We want to thank you for joining us on this Sunday here at Lehigh University. Dave Spadaro with you. We thank you here from training camp live. Remember, single game tickets on sale Tuesday, 10 a.m. PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Ticketmaster.com. Make sure you stay tuned throughout the day and night. You never know what's going to happen. Eagles, are they still active in free agency? We will find out. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.
Come on, slow starter.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
We gonna get in shape here.
Blue the edge and boom.
There you go.
Cadillac. Halfback check.
Eagle. You gotta run through that one. Gotta have that one right now.
Come on, it's the ball, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
There you go.
Make a play.
Nice job, baby.
Blue 58.
Good feel. Oh, no. That's why I put him up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.